This is Rabbi Nathanael Perron, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Tuesday, February 20th, 2024. We begin Yud Zayin Amud Beis 17b. First section, black text. Yesterday we said Hashem will forgive a portion of the Nachla, a portion of the people, but not everyone. Who gets the forgiveness? Right, Lemi Shemesim Atzmo Kishiraim. It's the one who puts themselves as the remnant. Right, I mean, that's not somebody whose ego is so great and they're so full of themselves that they think the most important people in the world. It's really the people who are humble who are going to get forgiven. Okay. Now we have a related to forgiveness, but new idea. Rav Huna Rami Ksiv, right? Rav Huna takes two psukim and, right, he pits one against the other. He knows it's a contradiction. First it says, Tzadik Hashem Bechol Drachav. Hashem is a tzadik in all of his ways. Uksiv V'chassid Bechol Ma'asav. That is a chassid in all of his actions. Now, we associate tzadik and chassid as being the same, but that's not really true in the meaning of the word. Tzedek means righteousness. It means justice, right? Chesed is from compassion. So is Hashem just or is Hashem compassionate? Those two are not the same, right? And the answer the Gemara gives is b'tchila tzaddik, right? In the beginning, Hashem is a tzaddik, exacting, right, the justice. But then ulevasov, at the end, Hashem comes around to chesed. It comes around to compassion and chesed, which is certainly better. Then the other way around, right? Rabbi Lazar, Rami Ksiv, Rabbi Lazar takes two psukim and pits one against the other. Ulecha Hashem chasid, right? To you Hashem is chasid, compassion, mercy. Uksiv, but yet it also says, Ki atat shalem le'ish k'maseyu. You're going to pay back, right? Punish each person according to their actions. That's tzedek, that's justice. And the same answer, batchila. In the beginning, kiatat shalem k'maseyu, each person gets according to their deeds justice. But at the end, ulacha Hashem chasid, it's going to be compassion and mercy. It's going to be chasid. Ilfi ve'amri le'ilfa. So, right, some guy, his name is either Ilfi or Ilfa. His mother did not like him. Rami, he also pits two psukim, one against the other. K'siv v'rab chasid. Uksiv ve'emes, right? That's in the Yud Gimel Midos. It says, Hashem is abundant in mercy. It also says he's true, right? True and honest, right? Is tzedek. You get what you deserve. That's the truth. And the answer is, the same b'tchila emes. In the beginning, we go with truth and justice, right? Ulevasov rav chesed. But at the end, Hashem moves towards compassion. Now, once we mention the two of the 13 attributes, so we have something about the Yud Gimel Midos, the 13 attributes of mercy that we find in the Torah. Vayavor Hashem al panav vayikra. Hashem kind of went over his face and called out. Right, what does that mean? What's the image? Amar Rav Yochanan says, Rav Yochanan, right, il malei mikra kasuv. Right, if it were not for the Torah saying it, Yav Shalom, I couldn't even begin to think about saying it. It would be heresy. Melamed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shliach Tzibur, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrapped himself like the person who leads davening, the Shliach Tzibur. Vehera lo le Moshe Seder Tfilin, he showed Moshe the way to daven, right? The 13 Yud Gimel Midos. Amar lo, he said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Kol Zman She Yisrael Chotin, any time the Jews sin, Yase Lefanai Keseder Hazeh Va'ani Mocha Lahem, you should, right, do this, right, daven like this, and I will forgive them. Right, based on this Gemara, right, that is why Hashem, Hashem, Kelrachim, Mechanan is all over our Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur davening. I see really more Yom Kippur davening, but our Slichos and Yom Kippur davening, right, we don't do that in Asher Rosh Hashanah, which is fascinating for another time. But that's the secret of the 13 attributes of mercy. Right, then we just explicate a couple. It starts out Hashem, Hashem. How is that two different attributes of mercy? Same word, same Hashem, same name of God. So ani hu kodem sheyach ta'adam, ani hu lach sheyach ta'adam v'yaseh tshuva. Right? I'm here before a person sins, So the Hashem, and I'm also here after the person sins and does tshuva. Kel rachum v'chanan, right, a God who is compassionate and merciful. Amar Rav Yehuda says, Rav Yehuda breathed krusa l'shlosha se'midah she'achos v'sreikam. There is a covenant, right, that is sealed over these 13 attributes that doesn't, we don't come, the prayers don't come back empty. She'ne'amar hinei anochi kores beris. The Hashem said, I'm sealing this covenant. Once the covenant is sealed, can't, promises don't go empty-handed. That concludes our learning for today. Please come back. Join us tomorrow.